Lord, thank you for our freedom to be here, for a place that we can meet, for our food that we had, for the truth of your word, Lord, for this day from which we recognize your special creation. We thank you. We ask your blessings upon it, that our attention would be drawn to your desire for us. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, mothers, happy Mother's Day. You are special. If you're our guest, good to have you with us. I have a couple of things that help you recognize if you're really a mother or not. Some of you might think you are, but you're not. I don't know. If you count the sprinkles on cupcakes to make sure every kid has the same number of sprinkles, you might be a mother. But some of you don't give them to your kids, so you don't have to worry about it. You want to take a contract out on the kid that broke your child's favorite toy and made him cry, right? Mama Bear, you know you, Mama Bear? You hide in the bathroom to be alone. Okay? Your child throws up and you catch it. But another child throws up the table and you just keep eating. You consider finger paint to be a controlled substance. Is that right? Your child insists that you sing Once Upon a Potty in the doctor's office out loud, and you do it. You cannot bear the thought of your son's first girlfriend. How about that? And you hate even more the thought of his wife. You read that the average five-year-old asks 437 questions a day. And you're proud to feel that yours is above average. Your son comes home from college and has rented a U-Haul to carry his dirty clothes. Is that right? It's not just boys. It's not just boys that does that, you know? You're in a clothing store with your daughter, and she calls you by your first name so no one will know she's your mother. Is that right? I'm sorry. A statistician who had never kept all of his little kids by himself, one afternoon kept them all by himself while his wife went shopping, and when she returned home, he handed her this piece of paper. Statistician, dried tears 11 times, tied shoelaces 15 times, blew up toy balloons 5 per child, average lifespan of balloon 10 seconds, warned children not to run across the street 26 times, times children ran across the street 26 times, number of Saturdays, I'll go through this again, 0. Let me tell you, moms, you are special. Just want you to know that. And, you know, I understand something. You're coming here. We have so many different backgrounds. Not everyone in here had a good mother, okay? I understand that. But what the Scripture says today says that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. He doesn't say, only honor your mother if she's a good, sweet lady. It doesn't say that. It says the same thing about the father, and we'll pick that one up next week. In Exodus, this is where it comes from. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long in the land which Jehovah God gives you. This is a commandment with a promise. This is what it means. It really doesn't matter if you're saved and are committed to Jesus or you're a pagan. You understand? This law applies to everyone. If you want to have a head start on life, honor your mom and dad. It's a given. And if you don't, he's going to blister you. Do you understand that? It doesn't really matter. And he tells us, I think we, if we're in a hurry, we have an idea. Why does he say this is so important that he puts a promise with it? Because he does. He said, no, that's automatic. If you knew already that if you did something this simple, how already your life is going to have an extra blessing on it that you wouldn't have, and all you have to do is honor your parents. Why wouldn't you do that, right? Not everybody does. And we'll see why we don't do that. Honor them. It's the fifth commandment, the first one, with a promise. God said, I'll do this. Several things, if we look at hurriedly, we didn't get very far in this, the early service, but help us understand why God would say, this is so important. This is what I want to do it. To honor them is to begin with the recognition, number one, that we are here because of them. You know, we live in a society right now in the United States where we're so individualistic that we think we are everything there is and we don't owe anybody anything because we have everything we have because of somebody else. Did any of you give birth to yourself? Did you forget that? You wouldn't have you if your mom and daddy wasn't together. But that's where we are. Oh, and what happens is that becomes everyone's thinking is, I don't need them. I'm the center of the universe. So that's how we act. And unless you teach your kids, that's not the way it is. And you'll see, I was corrected. I thought that it was only 40 years, but it's been 50 years since I was in high school. It is a whole different world now as to how people treat older people. There is no respect. There's no respect for mom and dad. There's no respect for any older people outside of your mom and dad. And look where we are in society. And that is the reason. That's exactly why he says it's important. That's exactly where we are. That's, you know, five-year-olds think mom and dad should do everything they think should be done. You need to take me over here. You need to do all this. Why don't they walk a little bit? We used to walk where we went a lot of times, didn't we? I didn't have a bicycle. We walked. Now they wouldn't even dream about it. Ain't this crazy? And some of y'all do it. Oh, I said, you're going to break your neck getting to the exercise place so you can sweat, but you don't want to walk a quarter of a mile from the parking lot. Well, you need to get us closer. Aren't you going to the gym? This is how you get there. You walk to the gym. Ain't that right? You're guilty. I know you are. Oh, I'm going to the gym. Park us closer. We don't want to walk. I said, we need to exercise. I tell my girls this because they're just as bad as you are. Well, ain't that something to do? You don't want to sweat in a parking lot, but you go into the gym and pay to sweat. I don't understand that. Like some of this stuff, I don't understand. We're not the center of the universe. Sometimes we forget that. We're not Adam and Eve. We did not just come out fully formed. Somebody had to take care of us. When's the last time you sat down and really thought about what is it my mom, and basically, unless it was a single dad family, mom does a whole lot the first several years that the dad doesn't do, okay? That's just a given. I don't care how good dad you are, there's some things you didn't do because you couldn't do, all right? When's the last time you sat down and thought about how many things mom did for me that I had no idea she was doing because I was too young? Every time that she fed me, every time she got up and fed me at night and then burped me and changed my diapers. Here's a new one. How many of us in here remember when there were cloth diapers? That means they had to wash them. Mama had to wash them. Not only did she change us, she washed them to put a new one back on us. You're looking, I can't believe that. Do you know how much money people spend on throwaway diapers? I'm serious. I never knew that. You never knew that? Who grew up with cloth diapers? Anybody in here? A few of us. I'm not that old. Have you thought about that lately? How many times what it took for them to take care of us back then? Everything wasn't automatic. I think there was a song about that, wasn't it? Now it's all automatic? Yeah. Huh. We, at the end of the day, are the product. We didn't give by ourselves. If it wasn't for mom and dad taking care of us a lot of years, we'd be non-existent, right? When's the last time you thought about that and thanked your mom? And treat them with respect just because of that. They don't have to be perfect. It doesn't matter if they are drunk or a strong Christian. It says what? Honor your mother. It didn't qualify it by saying, oh, no, you only do it if she's a good person. No. In the majority of instances, our parents were the first ones to take care of us. Absolutely. Nobody else is going to do it. Somebody had to do it. We don't really understand that well until you become a parent. Is that right? How many things did you take for granted until you got a child? Then you said, oh, my goodness. Mama did this for four of us or nine of us or however many there are of you. Anytime one's enough, right? We stop and think about it. For those who had Christian parents, a lot of us didn't. I didn't have Christian parents till I was 18. So they didn't pray for me before I was born. They didn't pray for me for a long, long time. Some of you have had godly parents that prayed for you and are still praying for you. When's the last time you thanked them for that? Man, if it hadn't been for them praying for you, you might be sure enough in a mess now. But God, praying for God to do something in your life and arrest your attention before a tire runs off and you ruin your whole life, you know? That is the most powerful thing they could do, is pray for you. Day after day, when you had no clue what they were doing for you. You ever thought back about that and said, Mom, I want to appreciate you taking care of me all this. Now that I have a child, I really understand, whoa, boy, I took all that for granted. And some of you take that for granted even after you have children. The worst kind of home to be brought up in this world is one with many pretensions and no performance. You talk a big game, but you don't live it. And this is really in the Christian arena. Oh, we talk a big game about we're being Christians, but in the home you don't live it. Be careful. When the kids get back there in the little room, we know. We don't ask questions. Debbie and them don't ask questions. But guess what? Oh, they tell you. You know, Mom and Dad did this. Well, that's your Mom and Daddy. You know what? This is the honest truth. Do you know why a lot of times the world looks at Christians and call them hypocrites? Because we are. We talk a big game, but we don't live it out. Oh, well, he doesn't expect me. Yes, he does. He does. The best kind of home to live in is one where what? The pretension may be low, but the performance is high. We do it. That's what it takes. Somebody's got to do it. Huh. Some time ago, the White House Conference on the Family changed its name to Families. Why? Because they didn't really think it was going to go over too well to name family as one male and one female in the family. So now where is it? Lord of mercy, it's off the chart. Because saying that, that's not God's will, but it happens because we live in a fallen world, all right? That's just the way it goes. But it's not the ideal. And whenever everybody else comes along and says, you know, well, it's okay, it is not the best. And guess who's going to suffer out of that the most? The kids. I don't care how well you do it afterwards. There will be some suffering from that. Now, that's sad because there's a lot of dads doing everything they can to raise their children. That's great. We want to encourage them. But it's just a fact. It is just not the same thing. Moms, you have a specific role that no one else can replace. Grandmoms are trying everything they can to help do that. But it's just exactly not the same thing. Mothers, you have such an important role. So if you have children, take responsibility for them. Because God's going to hold you accountable for that. Because you're unique in the position that God has created you and given you that. That's exactly right. In many weddings today, you never hear, till death do us part. It is, as long as we love one another. They say that's more realistic. Next wedding you go to, see what the vows are. As long as we love one another. But that's where it goes, you know, when you look at how that's going. The promise in this commandment gives us a little bit of a clue of why God put this promise intact and said, this is it, so that you may live long in the land. Here's how that translates. If you don't teach your children, Jewish people, who he's writing this to, if you don't teach your children, Jewish people, what I expect from them as children that they grow up and pass on to their children, it's going to go south and you're going to end up in slavery. And they did. How many times? Twice. 70 years. Why? Nobody passed it along. You know, that's what I was talking about earlier. Even with lost parents, We were absolutely taught, you respect elders. You might disagree with them. You might not even like them, but you don't be condescending and you don't treat them bad. You don't have to agree with them. You can get along, but you don't disrespect them. What is that now? Nobody has any respect. You say, how do you know? All you got to do is go to Walmart. Listen how these five-year-olds are talking to their moms. I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd choke you right there like that. I'm serious. Why is that? Because nobody's taught them. This has been going on for how long? 40 years. So you wonder why we have what we have in the whole system in the United States right now. That is why. What God said, you better do this or the society is going to go to pots. And guess where it is? It's to pots. We don't respect policemen. We don't respect the government. We don't respect anybody. Oh, we have the right to just burn down the city if we want to. Burn up police cars. We don't have to respect anybody. You see that? Where'd that come from? Nobody's taught them. Nobody's taught me. Some of you may be guilty. You didn't teach your kids, so they didn't know to teach their kids, so look what a mess we're in. That's what the promise is. For the ordering of society, someone needs to know God is serious and you're responsible for making sure this thing passes along. Now, whether they keep it, you can't make them. But you can make sure they understand you're requiring it. You know, I'll tell you that and y'all know it. Whenever we grew up, if you went around somewhere else where people didn't really know you, they'd say, who's your daddy? Who's your mama? Why? Because they expect me from how their parents, my parents were. Why? Because they just absolutely know if I'm from this segment over here, they can trust me. Basically, that's what it means. Because we know you've been taught. That's how it works. That's a joke now. Nobody knows anything anymore. And look where we are. So that the humanity would flourish. You got to teach them. If you have a situation and parents are not ordered, then guess what else is not ordered? Nothing. When the home falls apart, society's gone, government's gone, the world is gone. Where are we right now? Society is falling apart. What does that mean? Mom and dads, we've done a lousy job in our generations and some before us. We need to wake up. Because God's going to hold us accountable. Oh, he's going to spank the child. Oh, yeah, he's going to spank him and her if they're disrespectful. But he's going to say, why didn't you make sure they understood this was important, Terry? He's going to ask me that. One day I'm going to stand before Jesus and he's going to say, you were responsible to make sure Meredith knew this. Did you do it? I'm going to be guilty of going overboard. I'm not mean. I'm not ugly. But I say, hey, that's foolish. You can't do that. And then she may go be a fool one day. I don't know. But at least she knows better. You know, how many times did you hear that from your dad? You know better than that. Yeah. Yeah. And I did know better. But I was just foolish enough. Thank the Lord I didn't do anything horrible. But I did things I shouldn't have done. The entire society is unraveling. Is that where we are? That's where we are. Everything's affected by it. No one respects anything, anybody. Nobody wants to be on time. Nobody wants to do their job. Why? Because it's okay. They forgot about what it means to just work hard at whatever you're doing and what the Bible says. Work hard for your day's pay. That's out the window. Especially if you're depending on somebody to deliver something on time or deliver the right thing. What? I didn't buy this. Good night. Is it bad right now? Wow. It's horrible. And the family is the back of it. Because we've really thrown the family in and out. As a general rule, the family is not what it used to be. The whole concept of family is not what it used to be. And we're guilty. All of us. What it does is establish intergenerational stability. He says, I want you to teach these kids here so that 70 years down the way, they'll be doing right, so they'll be able to stay in the land and won't be punished. Is that what happened? Oh, no. Didn't take them long before they were spending 70 years in Babylon. And then the Assyrians. Why? Because somebody dropped the ball here. He said, if you pass these things on, the land can stay together and you'll have a good place. If you don't do this, history shows what happened. Destruction. Captivity. How many people died in those things? Oh, my goodness. That's what it is. It's to keep things level. Keep them going. How do you know this? You have to teach your kids. They don't know those things. You and I that are 50 and 60 years old have experienced so many things back there that they never saw and never would have heard of unless you pass it on and tell them, you know, this is how it really was. It wasn't always this easy. There wasn't a remote. You had to get up and turn the channel. Right? There were no cell phones. You gave out of gas, you had to walk. Isn't that right? They don't know anything about that. Well, they should. Yes, they should. It could go back to that, especially if they're disobedient. Well, you can walk where you're going from now on. You want to be that disobedient, I'll get you a bicycle. You ride a bicycle. You know, my bus driver used to tell us, because when we were bad, he had the right to put you off. Did you know that? You could refuse to pick up somebody back then. He said, walking ain't crowded. Buddies. But there was about eight of us that lived in the country that we just kind of get rough a little bit. He made us sit in the first two front rows of the bus all year. You know how insulting that is for a grown boy to have to sit at the front of the bus? Morning and night. Morning and afternoon. Didn't do that again. You know, because he said, no, all of you. I don't care who was in the bunch. About six of us. Y'all all sit at the front from now on. Can't talk, can't do anything. Just sit there. That was serious. He could do it. Guess what? We learned how to behave ourselves until we were able to drive, which I didn't get to drive until my senior year because I was a baby in the group. Suddenly you wonder, what in the world is going on with culture? That's what's going on with culture. Nobody's teaching anybody, you can't live like that. You need to respect these people, whoever they are. You don't treat them bad. If they were pagans or whether they were the best, he said, oh, no. But Jesus himself said, you know, when people start looking at it and say, well, Jesus himself said, you got to hate your father and mother or you can't be my disciple. That's right. But what else did Jesus say? He got on to them because they were playing this religious game and they would take money. They said, oh, no, we can't take care of our mom and dads now. We've committed that money Korban, so now we got to give that to the temple, and there's a good chance they're going to give it to the temple to make them look good, and also they could get some of the money back. And he said, no, that's horrible. That's wicked. When you won't help take care of your own people and play this religious game. And Jesus said, oh, no, when you come after me, it's almost like you got to hate everybody else and put me number one. But does he mean hate your mom and dad? No, sir. How many times did Jesus say, love and honor your mom and dad? It was the most important thing. You do that right, and then a lot of things in your life will be better. Even if you're still a fool, he's going to still help you through some of it. That's what it says. That's exactly what it means. If you want to live long in the land, if you don't want to be exiled, if you don't want to be in captivity, if you don't want the Assyrians to come take over, if you don't want to be shipped off to Babylon, do these things. And what happened to them? Assyria came and took over and shipped them out, and Babylon came. All of it. Why? Somebody failed. He said, I promise you, you wouldn't have to do this, but you didn't do it. Moms, grandmoms, dads. Well, I'll get to dads on Dad's Day. All right? Their entailments of thinking that the whole universe revolves around you. You have to teach your children and teenagers. They are not the center of the universe. Not everything that they want in their life needs to be done. Hello? It's almost a thing now. It's like, well, when somebody gets 16, they automatically get a car. Really? Why? There's a school bus still going around, ain't it? Or you have to drive them. And that's a whole other world. There was never a drop-off at our school. You either rode the bus or you walked. You know, we didn't have all that dropping off stuff. Do they even have buses over there? I'll just pick on one of them. That one over there on 41, you go by there and there are 10,000 cars and they're either trying to drop off a kid or pick them up. The buses don't run over there? Hello, I'm just asking. I don't know. The buses don't run over there? You have to drive them? Did the kid think they're entitled for that? You know, I'm serious. Early on, they start thinking, unless you tell them clearly, no, you don't automatically get a phone at 5 years old. No, you don't automatically get a car at this age. Debbie was a junior in college before she ever got a used car. Now you think, oh, I'm supposed to get one before I get out of high school. Really? Why? cause anything else in their life, they will think, I should get my way, right? If I don't like what you're doing, then I'll just go somewhere else. I'm not going to change because I'm the center of the world. It doesn't stop at 20. It starts early. It starts a lot of times at 5. And now, all you have to do is watch a little bit and observe people. That's what's going on in our society. The kids run the show, not mom and dad. That is a curse because the kids are not going to need what to do themselves, and they sure will not teach their kids for the next generation. So we're in bad shape now. Where are we going to be 10 years from now? Where are we going to be when some of our college kids are running the world that are so liberal now because no one's taking the time to teach them, hey, this won't work in the real world. You know, that's what happened during the Mama Association, right? He got all those people that didn't know anything about life and put them in key leadership positions just because they had education. They were fools. If you don't believe me, just go back and survey who was in there and who was running the show and what their experience was. He didn't have any experience. Had he ever done anything in his own life? You see what I'm talking about? Somebody has to teach everybody. And moms and dads, you're responsible to teach them. And kids, we'll come to you later, all right? What does it say in Ephesians? Children, obey your parents. Chew on that one a while. Some of you hadn't obeyed your parents in 10 years, and nobody spanked you because of it, and they should have. You just can't tell anybody because they'll think you're abusing them. We got a lot of beatings. I'm fine. Any of y'all? Our teachers could beat us. Our principal could beat us without a signed note. And if he didn't beat us, we'd have to be expelled for 3 days. Guess who gets to do that? I had some friends say, oh, no, I'm just going to be expelled. And they go home and their parents bring them. No, you're not. You go ahead and beat him. He's going to stay here. He's not going home. Y'all remember that? You didn't have any rights back then. Now you think you control the world. And your mom and dad are letting you. That's where the fault is. I don't blame the kids. They're falling. They're by nature going to think they're the only thing in the world. You got to teach them they're not. You know, moms, you have the hardest job because you're the one that has the most influence in their life early on when things are formed. You know, if you don't think that's true, go back and look at Moses. There's no explanation for what Moses did later in his life other than the first 5 years his mama raised him. You say, she didn't. Yes, she did. They didn't quit nursing him at 6 months. It would be very easy for them to nurse a child up to 4 or 5 years. So she was with her. He was with her every day for a long time. So when he gets grown, where do you think he learned all that from? His mama. His mama told him all about the Hebrews and where they were, and they were in captivity, and God's going to bring them out one day. So he said, I'm going to be the man, and then he kills a man and has to run for his life. How did he know all that? He didn't learn it from Egypt. His mama taught him. Do you know how important that is, moms and grandmoms? Some of you grandmoms are having to take the place of moms. Bless your heart. You know, I've got someone in my family. She's older than I am, and she's raising 2 little ones because the mama is so irresponsible. She said, I can't leave them with her. Lord knows what happened to them. And God's blessings on you if you're trying to do that. And God's grace can give you the strength, wow, to do that. Moms, you're special. I just want you to know that. I don't care what society says. Well, by the way, you know, white males are the bottom of society, but the white ladies are second. Y'all know that, right? White males in the United States are the lowest, the worst people in the world, and conservative white ladies are the next ones down. Men are on the bottom. The white conservative ladies are the next up, and then you just keep coming up. From society's perspective, that's not God's way. Ladies, what does it say? He made the woman to what, the man? Complete. It was not done until y'all were created. You got to keep that in mind, how special you really are. And don't let anybody in this world or the devil use anything to try to tell you you're not special. You are. Even on your worst day, if you're a mother, God has blessed you. You remember that, all right? Let's pray. Lord, we're just grateful that you forgive us. That you give us instructions now, that if we will pay attention It will guard our humanity, the people around us, for the future. Wherever we've made mistakes, as mothers or fathers, that you would help us to admit it, to go to the people that might have been hurt in it, and just confess it and allow you to heal it so we can go on to be what you want us to be as a family. Father, thank you for loving us first. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.